Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the God's Little 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with a prophecy I got earlier that I was hearing all day yesterday. Today is, January 11th, 2021. Okay, so before I even say anything, I'm sure you can see this horrible ordeal I had with my eye. I have really bad anxiety and panic, so I took a panic attack on, the 8th. I'm sitting over there on the kitchen chair that doesn't have arms, so I couldn't hang on, and wham, I went down on the floor. Now, I just got up with the doctor on the video appointment. He told me it looks worse than it is, and it should go away. It should be perfectly fine. I don't have any other symptoms. We did call the paramedics when it happened. My granddaughter did. And get this. They said they strongly recommend that I don't go to the hospital. There was like a 6 to 9 hour wait there with all the people in the hallways that had the virus. So I didn't go. Imagine that. Okay, so this is take two. You know how this is going. Join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Isaiah. I think I was just here not too long ago. Book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. All right, I'm not going any further than that. All right, so I put it in my phone. I took a picture of it, so let's hope I could do this way. For some reason, it's not letting me enlarge it. So let's try it anyway, like this. Brace yourself for the time of God's visitation is at hand. I will humble the proud, lower the arrogant. I will make the rich men poor. I will send upon you a distant nation, a people whose language, now I have this in another one, a people whose language you do not understand. They will conquer you and take you captive. The blood-soaked land cries to me day and night. I have heard the outcry. Your sin is greater than Sodom and Gomorrah. Your abomination is more wicked and has been paraded before me. Your evil behavior is more wicked and has... Your evil behavior towards your children is despicable. You murder them in the womb, sacrifice them to Baal, abuse them, sell them into captivity to evil men. Just look at the news. You have made evil good. Your life revolves around your money and pleasure, while the poor and the needy starve and live in the street. You have grown fat and lazy. You have become complacent. You have eyes and do not see. You have ears and do not hear. Like the fattened sheep, you are ready for the slaughter. Your punishment will be more severe than that of Sodom and Gomorrah. Whoa. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the day of reckoning. I have given you ample time to come to me and to repent. Have you done this? Do you know who I am? I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and end. I know what it is, but I just can't find the thing. I am the beginning and the end. I am the Lion of Judah. I am the King of Kings. I am your Redeemer. I am coming quickly and bring my reward with me. I hope I didn't miss the spot there. Let me back up here. I don't remember saying this. Ample time to come to know me and to repent. I know I didn't say that. All right, so this is it. I'm coming quickly and I bring my reward with me. Okay, there we have it. We know this. He's coming soon. So repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Now, I did want to mention this. Welcome to all my new friends and subscribers out there. Hundreds of new guys out there. Thank you. Thank you and welcome. Now, I did have someone mention under there that I sounded funny, and they made some mean, nasty comments. But what I wanted to mention to all those people that are new, yes, I had a stroke years ago, and the whole left side of me is my voice box and my face and my throat is paralyzed. So that is why I sound funny. I can't do anything better than this, what I'm doing. And what else did I want to say? Okay, you know you need a plan after you saw all this wild weather going on and the people stuck in the snowstorm for all those days. So when I went to look at the headlines of the news last night when I was looking at it, I was like, look at this. When he gave me the vision and he told me what was coming with the blizzard and the fire and everything, it was just like on the Weather Channel when I was looking at the videos. I was like, what? Have a plan and be prepared if you're traveling. Don't be caught off guard by this. This is why I'm on here. I swear for 10 years saying the same thing. Repent from your sins. Make sure you're prepared for whatever disaster is coming. You don't know when it's going to hit. Have a plan. Let your family know. Even if they don't want to hear it and they don't care, let them know anyway. Leave them a note somewhere. They'll be, rummaging through things. Once a million people disappear, trying to find out what happened if they're not listening, leave them a note somewhere. I did it myself. I had an emergency folder. I had it with all the emergency supplies and things. And in the folder, it pretty much said what I just said. Here's what to take if there's a disaster. Da, 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 da. If nobody is left, this is what happened. They're gone with the Lord. You know this is going to happen. It's coming up so quick. Any day could be your last day. Any day could be the rapture. You don't know what's going to happen. Have a plan and be prepared. Let your family know that they need to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. The main thing on your list, the top of it, should be him and having a personal relationship with him. Now, right now, what I'm looking at, I think it's 9 degrees out. It was 6 degrees before. I'm seeing the giant ice hunk starting to go down the river. Now, Brother Dan, years ago, he made an awesome video, and I don't know what it's called, something about Behold the Ice Comes or something like that, but no word of light. There were like 5 or 6 feet high ice blocks all over the river and on the shore over there. I never saw anything like it in my entire life. The trees are still knocked down over there from the giant ice blocks on it. So you don't know what's going to hit. Have a plan. Make sure you have some supplies on hand. What I did yesterday, and you'll laugh, is I went online and I ordered some of those thermal underwear sets. That's what I did. I ordered some of them before they're all gone, and you can't get them. That's what I did. Then people were sending me pictures. I did post a few of them of different grocery stores here and there. I don't remember what the one was because there's none of them around here. But showed all of the aisles in the store completely empty, no food anywhere. Make sure you have food on hand and supplies if the weather is bad. You don't know if you're going to get a blizzard. You don't know if you're going to get a fire. You don't know what's coming next. You have to be able to leave quick. I said this before. People laughed at me and mocked me. Have an escape route out of your town just in case there's a fire or something hits or something happens. Do this. Drive around town. Look around. See if there's anything you don't know about. Take different trips back and forth to have a plan to escape if you need to. Now, the other thing on here, let me see this. Now, I have several prophecy messages on here about this. Let me back up and see if I can find, here it is. So this just put the Holy Spirit on me, just looking for it. I will send you a distant nation of people, those whose language you do not understand. Do you understand what he's talking about there? He's talking about an invasion. He's talking about invasion from people from other countries that don't speak English. Now, I have that in at least three other prophecy messages, that how we're going to be conquered. People are going to be taken captive. The people that are going to be taken captive, I'm pretty sure in my other prophecy messages, were the women and children. That was the price. Don't be sitting there like a victim. I'm telling you this before. I've been saying this for years. We've been prepping here. I'm going to say at least 2 years heavy prepping. Do it. There's a bunch of different prepper channels out there. Let's see. Prepper Nurse 1. I usually look through his stuff. The other one is Ice Age Farmer. There's a few of them I usually look at and get ideas and see what's going on. You have to do this. I'm telling you this straight up. If there's a disaster and a major doom, nobody is going to help you. The government is not going to help you. Your town isn't going to help you. Nobody will. We lived through the flood. I know this firsthand. Nobody helped. If I didn't have that whole great big giant pantry in our basement filled with like 100 gallons of water and cases of water and food and canned goods and supplies, we wouldn't have survived that. We were there for weeks with no power, nothing, no water, everything closed, gas stations closed, no stores, everything. Don't be stupid and sit there like a victim. I don't care if people laughed at me. They weren't laughing at me over there when we had food and water, and I had lights and candles and all sorts of things ready. They weren't laughing then. Have a plan. Okay, I'm starting to ramble. Okay, so before I start going off on a tangent, getting myself worked up because it's so urgent that you do this, I better thank everybody for everything you do. Thank you, everyone, for all of the encouraging comments under the videos. translations in other languages. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people. Thank you everyone that sends us things in the mail, cards, books, notes, miscellaneous supplements we get. What else do we get? Cookies and things. Thank you so much. We just love you guys. Clothing for me. What else? The translations in other languages. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. But I better sign off here because I had a problem the other day uploading. So God bless you all and be safe. We love you guys. I hope I didn't forget anything. Prayer for Brother Dan. You could keep me in prayer. Pray this goes away and I don't. And it looks scary. What he said is this bleeding inside from where I hit the floor, bleeding inside, coming down and making a puddle of blood in both places. And before I even had the video appointment, I kept on hearing the word over and over and over. This is not my word. I know the Lord was telling me what was wrong. Hematoma, hematoma. He kept saying that. So I said to the doctor, well, what is it? Guess what he said? Hematoma. I almost stepped off the chair again. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for telling me what it was before I even saw the doctor. He is the doctor. Okay, I'm going off now. So God bless you all. Be safe. I can feel my nose starting to run because it's being so cold and the heat just keeps going on and on and on, back and forth. Come on, keep going back. So we love you guys. God bless you all. Have a blessed and safe day today, and stay warm wherever you are.